Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop Ons podcast. My name is Colin Cox. No John Phelps this week. We are not discussing or reacting to a particular episode. This week is a little different, and you may notice it's also a bit shorter, but we're at the end of 2017, and I've spent the last few weeks thinking about how over the past year to year and a half, we've done this podcast, and from time to time, we will ask people who listen to rate and review. We ask for emails. We ask for people to contact us on Twitter. And we've received a fair amount of reaction and a wonderful response from the people who listen to this show and seem to enjoy this show and positively rate and review this show on iTunes or the podcatcher of their choice. But we don't really spend any time actually thanking them individually. So here at the end of 2017, I thought I would take a moment and personally thank everyone who has made a contribution to this show, who's not directly involved with this show, listeners who frequently contact us through Twitter or email or have rated and reviewed us. I wanted to take a moment, and we wanted to take a moment to thank you for giving us your time and showing us your support. Think of this as a tribute to the people who listen to this show in lieu of a proper episode, because I always like to have something on the feed when we're actually recording. So I'll start with the iTunes reviews. Let's start with Tim Danger Caban, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Tim is a bit notorious. You might remember Tim as the reviewer who provoked John into swearing on multiple occasions because he offered some incredibly constructive criticism about my stammer. Tim gave us a 3 out of 5 review, and Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to rate and review us. Hopefully you're still listening. We definitely appreciate it, and you may have noticed, if you still listen, that I'm trying to correct that stammer. Hydrangea Home gave us a 5 out of 5 and just said that they're excited about episodes. Thank you, Hydrangea Home. This one, I have no idea. I'll do the best I can, but it's B-Mokoto, maybe? B-M-O-K-O-T-O, 5 out of 5, and listen, thank you so much for making us an important part of your Sunday. We're happy to do it. M Blue Sky gave us a 4 out of 5. Thank you so much for taking the time to rate and review us. And you might have noticed, if you're still listening, I have certainly taken your suggestions about my quiz shows. I'm trying to do fewer of those. I've said it before, I don't think the Nick Cage quiz show worked. Hopefully we'll never see that again. Treacherous Wendy, one of our favorites, Treacherous Wendy, she's always contacting us on Twitter. She gave us a 5 out of 5. Thank you so much for your support. And Blurp with 4 U's. You can see this actually on your device. You should check this out. 5 out of 5. Thank you for the generous and detailed review. And emails. So I'm only picking a few of our favorite emails from people who listen to our show. Benjamin actually sent us our first email. So thank you so much for sending that first email. Andrew H. has emailed us a couple of times. And Andrew, as I responded via email, you're absolutely right about Fox's ineptitude regarding Arrested Development. Thank you, Andrew, for that email. Kristen W. Kristen, we're so happy that we can make your workday a little less tedious and frustrating. And Audrey C. Audrey, you may have noticed that I took your suggestion about using Arrested Development music in the final episode of season 2. So we'll certainly try to do that more. And finally, just on Twitter, I wanted to quickly scroll through some of the Twitter users who contact us and seem to really enjoy the show. At @MB_Rockwell, thank you so much. You're always tweeting at us. And thank you for your suggestion about how to pronounce Jeffrey Tambor's last name. You see, I got it right that time. So thank you for the help. And thank you for all your kind words. At Tech Geek Bill, @I'm with her. That's her, H-U-R. At T LTM Podcast, at Flying Green Cows, at, I believe that's Sierra _ Smith, at Mutated Axe Wound. That's my favorite one, by the way. And finally, at Treacherous Wendy. We talked about Treacherous Wendy. She's wonderful. She's always contacting us. So, okay, again, it's at the end of 2017. A lot of podcasts don't really release episodes at the end of the year. This is a time for everyone to rest and relax, and hopefully you've had a wonderful holiday, and you're resting, and you're relaxing, and you're ready for 2018. As we've discussed, in 2018, we will definitely have episodes on season 3 and 4. Who knows what's happening with season 5? If it comes, we'll certainly talk about it. The Jeffrey Tambor situation makes it a bit complicated, but we absolutely love this show, and we love talking about this show, and we enjoy doing this podcast, and we, of course, enjoy having you as listeners. So hopefully you'll continue listening. Hopefully we'll continue to be an engaging and entertaining and meaningful part of your day. Everyone has long days. I have a long day from one day to the next. John has long days from one day to the next. But I like to think that it's engagement with these sorts of independent programs that make those days a little less frustrating, a little less tedious, and a little more wonderful. So I think that's the last thing I'll say. I didn't really have a script. I was just talking spontaneously, as you may have noticed. So for the Hop-Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox. Again, thank you all so much for listening. If you have felt trepidatious about contacting us, you should totally do it. If you have suggestions for the podcast, you should totally do that. We would love to hear them. And we will be back next week with our reaction to season 3, episode 2 of Arrested Development. Okay, have an amazing day. Thank you.